T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
February 15th, 2020, in New York State, there have been 121,000 cases reported so far of influenza. So last year, for the whole year, there were 108 confirmed influenza cases in New York State. So we're already ahead of all of the cases that were reported last year. So remember, this is just surveillance data, because we know that there are a lot of people with influenza who never go to a healthcare provider, never get tested, and then there are many people who do get tested, but they are tested with in a healthcare provider's office with a rapid test, a point of care test, and that information is not transmitted to the health department. So we really only have the tip of the iceberg in terms of numbers, and we really use those data to look at trends, and they correlate very well with the true community prevalence, although those are really not absolute numbers. They're just looking at trends and looking at peaks and then when we start to decline. Fortunately, we've reached our peak already for the season, we hope, because we're starting to see the numbers decline. And how unfortunately there are still many new flu cases each week, and we still have a lot of flu in our community. So and unlike the new COVID-19 virus, where there is no immunization to protect you, and with the COVID-19 virus there is no antiviral medication to treat you, with influenza we have both. We have a vaccine that we know is relatively effective this year. The CDC published that this year's vaccine has a 45% effectiveness, which is a much higher number than zero. And then we also know that most people do respond to the antiviral medications if they are able to start taking them early enough. So we know we have a lot of influenza in our community. We know that there's a vaccine to prevent it. We know there's medication to treat it. And so, we hope that, people will take advantage of those opportunities available in our healthcare system. And also, there's a lot that people can do that will protect them from both influenza and the COVID-19 virus when it does enter into our community. So it's basically, washing your hands, making sure that your hands are free of virus. And, the virus, we believe, are pretty durable. They can survive for a while on inanimate objects like, tabletops, any type of surfaces, toys, doorknobs. So that's why, when you shake somebody's hand or give them a hug, you can potentially be exposed. So that's why it's really important to wash your hands as much as you can. Try not to share utensils, try not to share foods or drinks. And then also social distancing is an important strategy. So if somebody looks sick, they are sick, so you want to try to stay away from them. If you're sick, stay away from other people around you. If don't go to work. If you have children that are sick, don't send them to school. If you have to cough or sneeze, try to cough, cover it. Cover it with your arm or cover it with a tissue, and then wash your hands. So clean it up. We need to do a lot of good environmental cleaning. Wipe that virus away from frequently touched surfaces like tabletops or toys or doorknobs. Railings, really have to keep those surfaces clean.
All right, and then based on the numbers that you're seeing from around the world regarding the coronavirus, how deadly is it in a ratio compared to this season's strain of the flu?
No, we don't really have a good handle on that, just because we don't really have a good handle on the total number of people who are infected with this new, the novel coronavirus strain from 2019 or the COVID-19 virus. So it's difficult to tell is if you have 10 deaths, is the denominator 100? Is the denominator 1,000? We really can't do those. We don't have enough information to make accurate estimations.
All right, and then the coronavirus, what is being done? I know that there aren't any confirmed cases around here yet, but the CDC says it's inevitable that there will be an outbreak at some point in the United States, judging by how it's happening in other countries right now. What is your department doing to make sure that Erie County is prepared if an outbreak were to occur?
Well, we're taking this opportunity where we have a time that we don't have any of the COVID-19 virus in our community, and we haven't seen any type of concern with a community transmission at this point, to take time out to really thoughtfully plan courses of action. Because there's no immunization to protect us, and there's no antiviral medication to treat us if we are infected with the COVID-19 virus, we really have to depend on strategies that are really involve non-pharmaceutical interventions or NPIs. And those interventions have to be tailored to fit each community, figuring out, what's feasible in our community or different settings. So there are different types of these non-pharmaceutical interventions. So there's personal, and, I already touched on, what those were with the hand washing and the social distancing. However, if you have a household and one of the members falls ill with the COVID-19 virus, you have to think about how to, quarantine one individual in the home and, making sure that, everything is, wiped down and cleaned and how to keep that person away, from other people. On the community level, we have to think about strategies for social distancing. So that would be to, try to eliminate, different, settings where a large number of people congregate. That could be school. So we might have to think about strategies to close the schools and at the same time keep our kids educated. So we might have to think about how to offer e-learning, like your electronic classrooms for kids to participate in their own homes. Also with, we'd have to, cancel maybe, planned parties or, like weddings, or if, businesses, instead of having in-person meetings, they would rely on web-based meetings or conference calls. Also, if schools are closed or somebody has been exposed to the COVID-19 virus and needs to stay in quarantine for 2 weeks, they're not going to be able to go into work. However, there's still a lot of work to be done, I'm sure, in many businesses. So thinking about businesses developing policies for people to be able to telecommute and work from home. So and then healthcare settings, like, hospitals might have to think about how to handle patients differently. Do they need to do screening by, telehealth, or do they need to delay or reschedule elective surgery so it's less opportunity for people to come into the healthcare setting where there are people sick with probably with some of them with COVID-19 and to try to avoid those opportunities for transmission. Also, I think an important point is accurate health communication. In times with when there's a lot of unknown, people get very concerned and then those false rumors start to spread. And in these times where we're trying to deal as a community with, how to handle a potential pandemic of a novel viral strain, I mean, we really need to be able to communicate, accurate information to the community. And if public health has to compete with, false rumors, it can be a detriment to the entire community because they might not know who to listen to or who to believe. And so it's really important that, the media, help, garner the message from public health that could include the CDC or the New York State Health Department or us, the Erie County Health Department. And hopefully, people won't listen to these false rumors or these false, social media claims and, listen to, look at good, reliable websites from CDC or the New York State Health Department or the Erie County Health Department. I mean, I think the Erie County Health Department has a track record of sharing bad news and good news and accurate information, even though, it may not make us look good that we have an outbreak of something. We still think it's important that the community needs to know. So for example, when we started to see an outbreak of opioid overdoses, we worked very hard with our community media partners and with the community in general to help them understand that we have this problem. It doesn't make us look good, but we believe that it's important that the community needs to know so that it can take the appropriate actions to keep themselves well. And we're going to take that approach here. If we do have COVID-19 in our community, we want the community to know so that they can act accordingly and take the appropriate corrective preventive measures.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.